let's start off, first of all, for the kids, with the Norfolk County Fair Horse Show coming up, can they anticipate some fun rides this year?
Well, as you know, our partner, World's Finest Shows, puts on a great show no matter where they are. And while there certainly are restrictions in space because they need more space to keep it safe, while patrons are lining up, etc. So I think there's going to be a great variety of rides.
And for the adults, food vendors and other merchants will be there as well. And is there any talks of the buildings will be open with mask requirements, etc.?
Yeah, so we're planning on that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the food vendors are very excited, and so are the merchants, for to have an opportunity to reconnect with the fair crowds. And when I say crowds, I mean socially distanced crowds and masked crowds, if required. It'll all depend on what the, the regulations of the day are.
Now, I know Young Canada Day, because the day itself is still going to happen. Kids can go in for free in the community. But as for other activities, like happening on the track and stuff like that, I'm assuming that's a later discussion between you and the school boards, just to see what can and can't happen.
Yeah, we'll be waiting for both the school boards to come out with their plans. We saw the provincial guidelines come down for school boards or for schools, and I'm sure they'll interpret it in best possible for our local Norfolk area.
And with that, I guess I understand there's some logistic issues when it comes to like spacing capacity with the grandstand. I know it's usually pretty packed. Do you know, is there plans for like monster trucks, demolition derbies and stuff like that, or is that something that might be called a little bit closer to October?
Yeah, you called it. That's exactly what will happen. We'll be a little closer to the fair. We're waiting to see, for example, this week, Stage 3 or Step 3, depending on what you'd like to call it, is scheduled to end. But we know that may be extended, or there may be additional rules that we'll have to follow as a major event. Of course, we'll be following those and looking to see what we're able to do at that time.
Are there plans for music this year? Because I know, like, usually there's you can sell tickets for on the track for music. So I imagine that could still be something that could happen, like even if you had like to close off the grandstands. Is there going to be music at the fair?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be music. I mean, we have Bandoloni, that's for sure. So he'll be there. But yeah, at the grandstand and in the rec center, there are plans that are scalable up, whereas we can put stuff on the track, and as you say, maybe not the grandstand. In the rec center, we're going to be able to do tables there that are reserved seats. In both cases, they're reserved seats. But again, as we get closer, and we'll know what we might be able to do after this week.
And again, this is all stuff that's in Flex here. I guess, can you just tell people where they can keep up to date on all the information?
Yeah, definitely. The best place is our Facebook page, social media, as well as, of course, our website as things become concrete. So we're able to put stuff like that up there. Just make sure to advise your listeners that, make sure it's a real source.
And I guess just lastly, what's the feeling like at the office knowing that it's happening this year? And I mean, just the overwhelming support. I mean, I'm going onto our page right now with over 700 shares and people are just thrilled about it. What's the reaction there?
Well, of course, we're excited about it, but we've got a lot of work. We've got about 6 months worth of work to do in 2 months. So that's in preparing for the fair. So our committees, who have already been meeting and have set forth the footprint for entries and competitions, and now it's the actual operations of the fairs. People like Gate Committee, Grandstand Committee, these people are all sitting right now, as well as Young Canada Day Committee, all watching closely to see what's going to happen this week.